You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and I'm now joined by John Dixon, who is a policy and campaign officer here at the RNIB. And today we're discussing masks, with the mandatory introduction of masks in England coming in on the 24th of July. John, thank you very much for joining us. It may seem like an obvious question, but where do the RNIB stand on masks and mask wearings?
Well, it's not as obvious as it might be with some other impairments. So if we were talking about action on hearing loss, there would be an obvious issue that we would have in that, you know, it obviously prevents people from being able to lip read. It's a bit more difficult with people with vision impairments, because I can imagine there are some people who might find a problem with a face covering, and I would say face covering rather than mask, because mask, which we're using for the kind of the professional, the N95, the surgical masks, the big bulky ones, the language that the government's using is face coverings, which are the cloth ones that you can either buy or make yourself. If you perhaps had Charles Bonnet syndrome, then it could be that something that's on the edge of your peripheral vision might trigger a visual hallucination and be quite unpleasant. And we would think that in those circumstances, an exemption would be reasonable. If someone actually finds it physically uncomfortable, or if it impacts on their usable vision to such an extent that they can't get out, then that would seem a reasonable use of an exemption. But we couldn't, you know, I think we've had people come to us, ask us about their glasses, misting over, condensation on their glasses. I don't think that in and of itself would be a reason not to wear a mask, because that would then open up, you know, the world of all glasses wearers to be able to say, well, you know, I'm having problems with that as well, so therefore I should be able to not wear a face covering. And the reason for this, it's, you know, as the social distancing regulations are relaxed, the virus is still out there. So this is very much about you doing your bit to protect other people from inadvertent transmission. So if you have the virus and you're not aware of it because you don't have any symptoms, masks are what you do in order to prevent that transmission to the people around you. Because obviously if you do transmit it, then that means that their household and anyone that they formed a support bubble with will have to go into quarantine until 14 days have passed or they're declared fit. So it's not as straightforward. Our advice in general terms would be to try out different masks if you're having a problem with them. Try them out safely at home. Try and find one that you can work with, and then use that. If genuinely it impacts on your usable vision, then an exemption would be warranted.
And if you need any more information on exemptions and stuff like that, go to the gov.uk website, because it's all on there. Just an interesting something I saw the other day, John. You mentioned action for hearing loss there. There's a paramedic who's suggested for communicating with deaf people whilst wearing a mask to use an app like Google Live Transcribe or another voice-to-text app, which you can speak into, hold your phone next to your face, and then they're able to read the text as opposed to your lips. I mean, I know we're talking to a blind, partially sighted community, but I just thought it's a really nice tip if you know somebody or trying to communicate with somebody who is hard of hearing.
Yeah, because of course, many of the people that we're working with and working on behalf of aren't just, you know, don't just have some sort of vision impairment. They will also have, many of them will have other comorbidities. So, you know, if you're older, you are much more likely to also have some hearing loss as well as sight loss, in which case some of these, you know, the technological solutions are obviously good ones.
John Dixon, thank you very much for speaking to us here at RNIB Connect Radio.
No problem. Lovely to talk to you.